Sefer, we're on Kuf Lamed Daled, Bais Hey, in the introduction to the Shara Shlishi. And again, it'd certainly be easier if you have a Sefer in front of you to follow along, and probably get more out of it, too.
The one with
if somebody will take upon themselves to maybe go pick up a few copies, then there'll be copies available. Nesei Avoda Protis. The subject of Aveda Pratis, Hitachtus v'ishtalvut imatera. There's two aspects to it. There's an important idea over here. There's two aspects. Hitachdut is becoming one with or unifying, right? The idea of Yochid, of Echad, of oneness, is joining together, and Ishtalvut is Ishtalev to blend in, to join together. So you have this idea of unifying and becoming one with the Torah. Kedei lagia el matra zu, in order to get to achieve this purpose, ha-hechrech l'dat l'takin atzmenu, it's of necessity that we know and that we work on. The takin is commonly translated as to fix, but I really don't want to, prefer not to use that word as that translation, to develop ourselves, maybe. Zu teichin sharzeh, this is the subject matter of this section in the book. Marechet yediyas atzmenu, it's a whole section, dissertation on knowing ourselves. Marechet shnia, the second part, excuse me, let me start over again. Zo Teichin Sharza. This is the subject matter of this shar. Is one section on knowing ourselves. The second section is Hadrocha Le Tikun Atzmenu, guidance in working on ourselves, developing ourselves. Marecha Das Terasenu. Another part is a whole section on Das Tera. Hadrocha Le Achtu Simatera, and then guidance how to unify oneself with the Torah. Kavanu et ha-hechrech b'tikun atzmenu k'tanai v'agdoma l'id'achdut im ha-Torah. We've set up, we've fixed the necessity in working on ourselves as a tanai, as a condition, and as a prerequisite for this id'achdut im ha-Torah, with joining together with the Torah. Al pi maimri Rabbeinu Chaim Vital v'Rabbeinu Or Yisrael. So that's the idea, is that as a condition for becoming one with the Torah, we need to work on ourselves. We need to bring ourselves to a certain level that we will be fit and that we're capable of joining together with the Torah. Which is our goal. It means that the goal is that we become one with the Torah, that we become a Torah personality. And what is a Torah personality, that you'll find a lot of disagreement on. You may find disagreements amongst different people or variances, what is, but there's certainly a central definition of what is a Torah personality. In order to become that Torah personality, though, you have two things. One is you have to know you have to know yourself, and you have to work on developing yourself to get to the level that is necessary to achieve that unity with Torah. Nachachnu ki lamalo satera yesha lagia bli mahalach ishi hen bezehirus mechet. Let's know that to get up to levels in Torah, it's impossible to get there without a individual process and taking these steps. Bezehirut mechet, being careful from sin, again in Mishlei, where all else, the hen bekiyum mitzvos, and similarly in fulfilling mitzvos. You need both. You need to be careful about doing wrong, and you need to also do positive. L'madnu shnei oifnei avoda ha'pratim mipi chazal v'rabbeinu rishonim. we've learned two ways of this individual service from Chazal and the Rishayim and the Achrayim. Ma'at alenu l'geshet el hatzvayat avodaseinu apratit. Kefi shetiarnu oisa l'el, like we've sort of left out, explained above. So now it's come to explain more, what is this? Ulam l'nuchu l'sayim et amavo, mibli shiramaznu al ikir yisayda avayda b'chlala. We can't leave this yet and start the job, and start what he wants to do, without first giving a fundamental general principle. Hineinu matzim b'zeh, dvarim nifloim, b'agdama sefer shav shmaitza, shesham uvorim dvarim amukim b'kitzer nimratz. Find an introduction to the Shav Shmaitza from the Kseis HaChoshen, very deep things in very few words. Right? So this is the Shav Shmaitza speaking, the Kseis HaChoshen. Ikir Briyas Adam al Aretz, the main purpose of creating man on the world, Imki Anashama B'machsova Nenis Miziv Tiferes V'klum Choser V'Beis HaMelech. It says the neshama is carved out and gets pleasure from the divine presence, and there's nothing lacking in the house of the king. Kolaim, what does that mean to say? Lama lo nivra neshama lenais miziv elyon tegev libyasa. So basically, what he's asking: why wasn't the neshama created just in heaven? Like, what do we need to be in this world for? Why doesn't God just create us in His palace to bask in His presence? Why do we have to come down to this world and into a body? That's a fundamental question that needs to be addressed. What do we need to be here for? What do we need to be physical in physical bodies in a physical world for? Why didn't God just create us? If God wants us, like Mitzvah Shasharim says, "Lenois miziv shchinasai." We should bask in His presence and His glory. That's the greatest pleasure. So, hey God, why don't you just create me there then, and I got it, right? Ulam gozra hachmasa yizbrach shemoy lerida lamata. God just agreed that He should send us down to this world. In saisa b'kiyum mitzvaysav, reshiras terasav, to test us in keeping His mitzvahs and guarding His Torah. Means to do positive and not to do negative. Kasher titzdak harbe. Kain tarba v'kain tifratz v'tigada l'mala adasher toshev elokim shenotna v'yeter oiz v'roiv oinim. So the more we'll do, and the stronger we'll get, we'll go higher until we get back to the Bnei Shalom that gave us this with His power and His might. It means, basically, God said, I want you to climb back up the ladder. I'm sending you back down, you got to climb back up. Instead of putting us up in the top floor, you have the exit, the penthouse suite, so you guys got to go down to the ground floor and work your way up. Because of Bezayar, Shosa Mayim Mevurecha, V'Noizlim Mitoich Beirecha, you should drink water from a boar, right? This is in Mishle, it's a Mishle Hay, Shosa Mayim, drink water Mibayrecha, from your pits, V'Noizlim, and flowing water from the be'er, the well. Kiviyos and neshama lamala in el v'chinas bor. When the neshama is above, it's like a pit. She'eno noveya, it doesn't flow out. Rak shimale machem, it just gets filled from others. Tzad atzma hu reik. From itself, it's empty. Ubi yirida el o'elam ha'shofel hazeb. When it goes down to this lowly world, v'siga ma she'alel lahasing, and it gets what it can get, what is incumbent upon it to get, like God has decreed, then it becomes like a well, or a spring, actually. It's like a spring that flows out and comes on its own. And that way it won't be bread of embarrassment. It won't be like we're taking charity. We'll have earned it. We got that, and this is our job. This is our work. The ikra de milsa, the kol de leis migar meklum oni choshev kemet. You don't have anything. It's considered like dead. Moshe kosov hagur arye demei be'er kriyim mayim chaim. The water of a be'er, of this spring, is called living water. Lefisho nevei ma'atzim, because it it's coming out on its own. It's achieved on its own. Asha'en kein may bore. Not so the water of a pit. That's why a poor person is saved like he's dead. Because he's totally dependent on other people. He only has what other people give him. And as I said, and the person that hates gifts, like doesn't want just to get from other people, so then he's living. Yichya, he'll live. Ayin sham. Im ken kolzman, chiyos ha-nefesh b'makura, v'hiva b'chinas bor, if it would just be that the nefesh would be in like a pit, ein lachiyos, it has no life really. Ki mi'atz merekehi, because on its own it's empty. Akmashim ha-shpim v'yisoy, adreta heina v'noivas, what is, goes down, ad red tahena v'noivas, it goes down and then it comes up, he mebechinas be'er, v'yesh lachiyus. It's like a well and it has chiyus. As the Omar v'yofach, v'yipach ba'apav, nishmas chayim, he blew into us a living soul. Hainu de'ikir b'riyas ha'odam ala aretz, the creation of man on this earth, k'deish di'an nefesh b'chinas be'er, that our soul should be like this wellspring. The tikra nishmas chayim, it should be called a living soul. Zeo eila mitzvah shayasa isam ha'odam v'chay behem. So a person should do and live by them. Right? That's the idea. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to become a nishmas chayim. Because we should be a wellspring. We should work on ourselves, develop ourselves, that we're flowing outward. That we have not just taken in, but we're taken in and now we're coming out. As opposed to just being dependent. If you would have just created us in heaven in that situation, so fine. But we'd be like poor people that it would be, we didn't earn any of it. Nothing of it's really ours. So, fine, we're benefiting from it, we're getting something from it, but it's nothing really that we got or earned on our own. Not so, the way that God did it was He wanted us to be able to have that life that we earned ourselves. Hasoid HaGodol, Rav Olbem says, Shel Briyas HaOdem B'Olam Hazehu, what's the fundamental principle of creation of man in this world? Ki Dafka Kan Yiske Liyot Nevei Amatz. It's specifically here that we can merit to be flowing on our own. Lichyos atzmit, to live in, like independently, so to speak, that we can accomplish, we can achieve, we can do. And the neshama b'makor machsavasa rak makabelet shefa zayir elyon. The neshama from its source, where it was created, it gets this glowing from above. Kana ide avodasai. Here through our work, he tiske l'shefa kodesh. It merits a holy flow. Shiki ilu ma'atzma hunoveya. Almost like it's on it from its own. It's come from the work that we've done. V'im ki bavada gama be'er ena shoevet me'mea ma'atzma. Even certainly a spring isn't like creating water on its own. Right? V'shefa me'am elyon magia la'odam rak mitzvei kusa b'kdusha. And certainly this pleasantness and the flow that comes to a person is only when he clings to holiness. But still, there is some personal acquisition in this. And our work in Torah, that's what gives us life. So it means there are certain things that we can acquire. We acquire them through our work. So it's true, we need siyata d'shmayin, really, we couldn't do it. And we need all sorts of circumstances, but there's still a strong element of ourselves in there, of something that we did. We made the decision to come to Eretz Yisrael and to sit and learn. We made that decision. So the Torah, we sat and learned. We made that decision. Now it's true, I had help, I need Siyata Shemaya, Baruch Hashem, all those things, but there's an essential aspect to it of what you've accomplished and acquired on your own. Or Chadash Midgala Mata Baruseno Prati. So now we have a new light on our own personal service of God. The fundamental principle of us existing in this world is to merit to live on our own, like independently, so to speak. That we should have that for ourselves. Aidei aveda atzmit, through our own service. Hein zui matras Talmud Chacham, this is the goal of the Talmud Chacham, liyo ma'ayana mitgaber b'teira ishchai, to be a ma'ayana mitgaber, to be a spring that flows out in Teira, a living person. That's at the end of Mishlei over there, that's the going, is Mavayar over there in Mishlei, the going explain, speaks about that, that that's where there's different state. The going actually explains, it's a very important going in Mishlei, that he explains that there are different stages, though, that a person goes through in life. So there's a stage when a person's a pit. Right? He said that's a stage when you're on the receiving end, you're a Talmud. You're just taking in information from your teachers. And so the next stage is when, as the Pasuk speaks over there, about a well. A well is has water, but it doesn't flow out. You have to go out and draw it out. That's when you're the stage of life of a chavrusa. Right? That's a chavrusa stage of life. That's a second stage of life where you got it, but it's still being drawn out. And the third stage, he says, when you're a spring, that's when you're near the giving end. Your water is already flowing. And the fourth stage, he says, when the waters are spreading all over, that's when your Torah is spreading all over the world. It's not just that you yourself are giving over to giving out, but you're actually spreading all over. And those stages are stages in life that people, everybody needs to go through those stages in order to, you can never be the well, the spring, if you weren't the pit first. You can't be overflowing yourself with water if you didn't take in. And the truth is it cycles to a degree, because at different stages you may need to start taking in again so you can give out again. Right? And those are the different stages that we have in a person's life. You can look over there, it's the Gain's Pirush to Mishlei. Okay, we still have some time. So let's start the introduction to this section of the third section. The next page. Yoter ma'asher b'sharim ha'kodmim, more than in the previous sections, anu nichnasim b'shar zeh l'toich olameinu apnimi, we're going into our internal world. Hein sa'adnu arishon b'avodoseinu apratit hu, l'lmoid, that our first step in this journey, so to speak, in our service, our avodah pratis, is l'lmoid ki ani, I, zui olam mole. This is a world, an entire world. I, who I am, is a world unto itself. Ein ha'ani rak oisef tguvais al mitrachesh michutzalai. The ani is not just gathering in responses to that which is outside of him. Va'oisef she'ifais l'ma shechutz mimenu, and gathering in desires to that which is outside of him. Lo, ha'ani, the I, atzmai, heino oilam ha'chai chayim atzmim. It's a world that is living a chayim atzmiim, an independent life, has its own. I mean, it's true, there are certain things that are outside of you, but it's not just that responses to that what's going on outside of you and desires to what's outside of you. There is a whole internal world. And the internal world is really the main part of what's going on over here. And developing that internal world, getting to know that internal world, for most people, this is totally unknown, totally hidden. They have no idea who they are. They have no idea what's going on inside them. Their whole life is responding to external stimuli, desiring external things, but really going into themselves, they never do. They're not in touch with themselves at all. They live their lives with an external focus. And they're afraid to turn that focus inward to themselves. Even for a short period of time. From their aversion to this hidden foreign world. Right? People are afraid, so to speak, to go into that world. See, who am I? What's going on inside of me? What's making me, what am I made up of? What's driving me? Let me go over. Who would rather stay on the external world? Look at the whole world. How much externality there is. All the advertising, and the this and the that, and it's the clothes, and the this cars, and the this, and all the things that are going on and nobody pays attention to really who they are. The harbo b'maisim b'chol shitchei achaim, to do things, livnayt v'litzor ba'olam, to build, create in the world, gam libanot mimenu, excuse me, I skipped a line, zeis v'oid, this and more, kulanu trudim ba'olam b'maisim, we're all busy with this world of doing. Muskil rishon aymerlan, our first thought, says to us, sheish laharbo b'maisim, b'chol shitchei, we have to do things in all areas of life, to build, create, gam libanot mimenu, to be built from it, to get settled and to find our place. However, the one that believes and has depth, that goes to depth, he has, he's obligated to believe, to think about, has to think into this. God is running the world. He's all powerful. And he can bring the world to its fruition without what we're doing. Right? You know, if I don't do something, the world is not going to fall apart. I mean, that's one of the basic messages of Shabbos, is, you know, the world, God can keep the world going even if you stop working for a day. As amazing as that might seem, that you are not the linchpin that the world is dependent on. You can actually stop, and the world will keep going. Lama Eifomaisen, so then why do we need to do anything? Yeshalimsal is that Tamacher Rakze. The only thing we could find is this. Takli Sayitsirahi, the purpose of creation is Lahavi Yoisan Lide Shlemus, to bring us to this completeness. Vishlemus Masigim Rakaide Maisim, and the only way to get that is through deeds. It's otherwise, let's say, look, God take care of the world, I'm going to sit and learn, don't bother me. Right, so, but we see, no, we have to do things. That doing is part of the tikkun that we need to reach shleimus. Ilazais, however, dafka balmaisim chayav l'tapeach elam apnimi. Specifically, this person that's doing also has to develop that internal world. You can't just fill your world just with those external actions. You also have to be understanding and develop that internal world. So that your deeds strengthen the internal. God doesn't need our deeds. Like scoff, it's the wisdom. It's the wisdom's for you. And scoff, do it on your own. What are you going to do? Verabu Peshecha, many is your failings. Matasula, what are you going to do to him? If Sidkosla, Matitainlo, you're righteous, what are you going to give to him? Ama mitcha yikach, what are you going to take? What are you going to do? What is it? Well, you're so important. Your wisdom's going to make or break the world. Your deeds are going to make or break the world. Your righteousness is going to make or break the world. Right, there's an aspect we need to think about. We have to do a mitzvah, we do an aveira. Habriya mechavenes el ha'adam. Creation is focused on the person. Tachliso she'olam ha'maisa hi shlemus ha'adam. The purpose of this world of deed, right, in the Lashon HaKabbalah, olam ha'maisa, is shlemus, is to achieve wholeness of the individual. As we achieve that, it's not enough. That's why most of Torah involves doing things. Because God put us in a world that the shlemus only comes through that. But there's two aspects to it. We're not supposed to be robots. It's not just reacting and being animals. Animals are reactive. They just have their stimuli, their desires, their drives. That's how they live. We are supposed to be more than that. We're supposed to have both the deed and the kavana. Like the Mashgiach that Saul mentioned earlier on in the Sefer, hey, what's the difference? We see, you know, when a person becomes bar mitzvah, they're chayvin all the mitzvahs just like the biggest gadol. Right? So what's the difference between a bar mitzvah boy puts on tefillin and a shayre puts on tefillin? He puts on tzitzis. Hey, you know, I put on tzitzis, he puts on tzitzis. I put on tefillin, he puts on tefillin, right? He may put a few more tzitzis on than I do, but right? But hey, what's the difference? Yeah? I say a bracha, my tzitzis are kosher, the tefillin are kosher, I hope. Right? Well, what's the difference? My son's tefillin are kosher. Right? What's the difference? Right, the difference is not in the quantity of the mitzvah. We both are doing this. The difference is in the quality of the mitzvah. Right, that's where the difference comes in. That's the kavana. That could be the depth of the quality of what's going on in where we're at. And that olam apnimi, developing it. That l'chaira is part of the whole idea of the Sefiras Omer, is to develop the internal world to be able to receive Torah. Develop the midos that Torahs are acquired with. It's qualities that a person needs to acquire Torah. To develop who they are as a person in order that they can merit to acquire Torah. Now you have to do things though, right? We're mevatel tamei Torah to do a mitzvah. Because that's the purpose of it. That it should come to maaseh. That's the actualization of the mitzvah. We need, as human beings, to actualize our emotions, to actualize that depth. But we have to also be in touch with it. So you can live, people live on a superficial level, let's say, that's the way they live. They live on this superficial level their whole lives. It's sad. And most people go through life never knowing who they are, never realizing how crooked they are, and all the other failings or this or that that are going on, because they never have developed a sensitivity to what's going on. They may notice it in other people, but they themselves don't. But that's a very sad thing. That's a very sad thing. It could be that that's what it means. I'm sure there's on different levels, that when you die, God's going to ask you your name. Right? Because the idea of a name in Torah is not, you know, this is a table and these are glasses. That's a way for us to communicate concepts to each other. That way when I say table, you'll know what I'm talking about. But it could be anything. Right? It doesn't have to be. And there are many different languages that has different words for it. But in Lashon HaKodesh, there's something deeper. A name, the word shame, means the essence of the essence of it. It could be that's what the pshat is over there. It means God's going to ask you your name. He's going to ask you, who are you? Who were you? Do you know who you were? Did you recognize yourself? Did you know yourself? That's a very powerful question, a very powerful thing. And that's a very difficult task, probably the most difficult task we have, is to know who we are and to understand who we are and how we work. That's really what this chapter is about, what this whole section is about, is trying to work to figure out who we are. What's motivating us? What's pushing us? We're making decisions, and we're making life decisions. Are those decisions being made based on on desires, on external pressures, on what people, what's this and that, and the way people are looking at us? Are those decisions being made upon based on who we are and who we want to be? It doesn't mean that you can ignore the physical world, right? You know, if you ignore your body too long, it'll say that I'm not going to work, I'm not going to stay with you any longer, right? You have to take care of it. But that's a major thing. That's where we're headed. Not an easy task at all. By no stretch of the means, and we're just sort of going to introduce the concept, give you some, hopefully, tools that you can work on it yourself, but there's a lot more after that needs to be done.